Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I guess it makes you feel a little bit better that you see a team like the Dodgers struggling as well. And then at least that's what I was thinking when we were first talking about it. Then I'm like, you know what? They won the goddamn World Series last year.
Very true.
You know, it's like it's a little bit different. I understand a fan base gets greedy and they want it every single year and everything else. I'm sure the Dodger fans are saying, hey, you know, we should be better than this. How could we be behind the Padres at this point? But if you're a Mets fandom that hadn't seen a championship since 86, and a Yankees fandom that, of course, has got more than anybody and hadn't seen one since 2009, you know, it feels worse when you feel like you've got one of the best teams in baseball than all of a sudden falls off the face of the earth.
I completely agree. And when you look at a team that was 20 games, 21 games over 500, you expected them to be where the Brewers are right now, and not with a monster 12-game winning streak, just that they would continue to play consistent baseball, and they haven't. And, you know, I think at the end of the year, and I still do think they'll make the playoffs, but right now it's a big if. You know, you're only one game clear at this point. You know, at the end of the year, and forget the postseason for now, you'll look back and Juan Soto's numbers will be fine. I mean, and they'll be good for a lot of major leaguers. But it feels empty. Like, all right, he hits the home run last night. They're winning 6-0. They wind up losing the game. There's also a spot in that game where he's got, you know, two guys on, two out, and he strikes out. You know, and I'm not saying that's the end-all, be-all, but there have been so many spots for him. The CBS Sports Network is showing it there in the fifth. Like, there's been too many of these opportunities where he's had times to, and I know the new word that we use with him is to impact the game, but it's true. And there's been, they're calling him Juan Solo for a reason. Last night was not a solo home run, so props to him for that. But it just hasn't worked the way it worked last year with the Yankees. Now, his year in San Diego wasn't great either. And again, great for him, because that's the bar, is him. What you're expecting when you pay a guy $50 million a year and you sign him for 100 years. And I do expect it to get better. And if they're in the postseason, I expect a better version of him. But it's just been, the whole season's been weird, top to bottom.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad to me as what Pete Alonso went through in clutch situations last year. That was
agreed.
That was really, really bad. I mean, if you looked at the numbers at the end of the year, they were okay for Pete, but it was still his worst offensive year. We're not getting Juan Soto's worst offensive year. But it's just, it's one of those deals where, man, if you had signed him for $400 million as opposed to $765 million, it wouldn't be one of these situations where every single time he gets up with runners in scoring position, he's got to get him home.
You're expecting a big at bat from him.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I asked you right now, you know, blindly, give me his big moments this year. There's not a lot of them. There really aren't. I'm not saying he hasn't hit well. Yeah, he's got almost 30 home runs. That's what I'm saying. But it feels empty.
Yeah, that two home run game when they were just at the beginning of their struggles. That was the most recent thing I can tell you.
But nothing pops. It
just
doesn't.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
not like that, you know, when they were, you know, that walk-off. Well, he had that walk-off hit, that single. Well, it was that game-winning hit. And then Al came in and said he wasn't impressed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the base hit up the middle that I didn't think. And then the caller said it was 100, the hardest hit ball of the
right.
night or whatever. That's true.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is,
no, you're right, because I'm sitting here thinking
struggling.
About it. Yeah. I mean, and there are moments, and there might be one that I'm forgetting, but, I mean, with all the games and moments that we consume, it should be top of mind. I understand it was in the postseason, but I give you his Yankee one.
Of course you can.
Right away, yeah. Obviously in the ALCS, but yeah.
And he has that opportunity in front of him. I'm not saying he doesn't. It just, like I say, it feels very, very empty. Like, he's got 30 home runs, essentially. I think he's only got 66 RBIs.
Yeah.
Like, Pete Alonso's got 100 RBIs.
No, I know, and it tells you right there. That's where the Juan Solo thing comes from. John and Tom's River. What's going on, John?
Gentlemen, welcome back, man. I tell you, every picture I saw out there, I was so jealous. It looked great.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? Pictures don't do it justice, John, man. I'm telling you. What do you got on?
I, I could imagine, but two things, too, though, man. You guys got to work out your schedules a little better, because I took a whole week off to listen to Spotify while you were gone.
Well, I mean, people have their listening habits. You know, we got great part-timers around here. So, listen, there'll be a time coming up where the schedule will be the schedule, and we're going to be here every single day, September, October, November, most of December. So now's the time to take a breather.
There you go. But listen, I'm a big Yankee fan, but I always tune in the Mets because it's kind of comical to me. I can't imagine a team with all this talent, overpriced athletes, and it's just like, what are they doing? I just can't believe they play this bad. It's unbelievable.
I agree with you. You can't believe what you're watching on a nightly basis. Like the idea, like the one thing, you know, you don't expect every team, you know, even if it's a well put together roster to go, you know, 110-52. I mean, that's obviously would be worldly. You don't expect every team to win 100 games. But I didn't think that this team would struggle to win 90 games. And right now, I don't know that they're getting there.
Yeah, and there's really nothing that makes you feel like you can't compete worse than really bad pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're right.
Because I can make a case that when a team is in a funk offensively, you know, it really just takes one hit in
to
a
break out of it.
To break out of it, win a game. You could have great pitching, win a game, 1-0, 2-1, whatever.
Sure.
But nothing in baseball makes you feel like your team stinks worse, more than a rotation or a bullpen that can't get outs, and you can watch a 6-0 lead evaporate in front of your eyes in mere seconds.
And it's so interesting too, as last night would be a microcosm of what you're talking about, because the first couple of innings, all they were talking about was how Carlos Carrasco looks done. And then Ron was talking about his time, I guess it was in Oakland, where he was really struggling to get outs. He was thrown to an ERA of 6, and you just felt like the 8 guys behind you were looking at you like, you know, you're not doing your job, and you felt awful about it. And then Keith is talking about how depressed he was the day he realized his skills were at a point where he couldn't compete. And I'm not saying that's these guys by any stretch, but you have zero confidence right now with anybody that goes on the mound for this team, and that is a problem, a major problem.